Lamed Ches. So we got to the last three lines of Lamed Zayin. Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Rev Asi, Isa Shamaisa Sheni, Lidivre Rebbe Meir, Ptura Menachala, Lidivre Chachamim Chayev Espechala. So we're going to see three different halachas related to Maisa Sheni. And we're going to see also that Rebbe Meir and Chachamim are Lishitasam. Rebbe Meir holds that Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, which means you have no ownership of it. And Chacham hold that Maisa Sheni is considered a Mamon Hedya, which means you do have ownership for it. So with respect to Chala, we're going to see the sources in just a second. You have to own the dough in order to be Mafresh Chala, to be Chayim Chala. So Maisa Sheni, according to Rameir, you don't own, and therefore you're Pater. But according to Chachamim, you do own Maisa Sheni dough, and therefore you're Chayim Chala. Gemara says the next Halacha, going to the top of Daf Lamed Ches now. Matos shel Maisa Sheni, if it's matos that came from Maisa Sheni food, grains, ledivrei Rameir, ein adam yotzei be yidei chavasa, because you don't own it, you have to own the matzah to be yotzei the mitzvah. We'll see that source in just a moment. Bepesach, ledivrei chachamim yotzei be yidei chavasa bepesach, because chacham hold the Maisa Sheni is mamun hedyot, which means you do own the matzah and you could be yotzei the mitzvah matzah from Maisa Sheni. And the third application is Esog Shomai Shosheni, the Divrei Rebbe Meir, Ein Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavaso, B'Yomtov. Since you don't own the Esog, L'Kachtam Lachem, you have to own it, and you don't own Mai Shosheni, according to Rebbe Meir, you don't fulfill your obligation, but the Divrei Chachamim Adam Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavaso, one can fulfill his obligation, because Chachamim hold that Mai Shosheni is Mamun Hedyot, it is Lachem. So Gemara says, how do you know these three sources? We saw the din by Hafrash Shchala, by Esog, by Matzah, and then Esog. These are three areas that you require some ownership. So asks Gemara Maskev, like what?
What's the problem with matzah?
You have to own matzah. So Gemara says, Maskev, like Papa, Bishmai Nishan Isa, Dichsev Ariso Seichem, that has to be your dough when you're Mafish Chala, Mishalachem. Right? So that's why you have to own it, and that Maisa Sheni, if it's Mamun Hedyot, it's yours. If it's Mamun Gavo, it's not yours. Esog Nami Dichsev Ulukachtem Lachem, not only in Lula, but it refers to all Arba Minim, so you have to own it. Lachem, Mishalachem, Yehye. That's why, again, this Maisa Sheni is another Nafkamino. Elamata miksiv matzaschem. Is there any such pasuk that says matzaschem? Certainly not. So Amar Rava v'seima Rav Yemar bar Shlamya asya lechem lechem. There's a gzer shava. Ksiv hacha says lechem only by matzah. Uksiv hasim it says by the fresh chala. Vayabachalchem lechem haaretz malahalon bishlachem afka mishlachem. So we have a gzer shava that you have to own matzah as well to be yotzei the mitzvah. So this of course becomes an interesting question. The Sfas Emes in the Masecha Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey asks the question. Well, then, have you ever been to a Seder where they gave you the matzah? The Baal Bus buys the matzah. He spends whatever he spends on the matzah. And you don't own it. He doesn't give it to you. He says, how could that be? How come the Minhag HaOlam is that they're not makna over the matzah to you that you could be yotzei the mitzvah lachem? So he leaves off as a tzarach in. So some poskim who know this din will say before the Seder, or even before Yantif, whenever matzah comes to your plate, it's makna to you, and you own it to fulfill this din of lachem. I do it in my house. It's best to do it before Pesach, because you shouldn't be makna things over on Shabbos or on Yantif, but if you need to, letzarach Yantif, you actually can be makna things. That's the Eitzah, you really should. Others say, in the footnote itself, in the Sfas Emes, he suggests that, no, maybe because there's a din of the rush that a person could use a tabash shula, a ring that's borrowed, and you could use for kedushin. Why? You have to own it. So the Rosh says, because understood, when I lend you the kedushin, rather than lend you the ring, it's on condition you could use it for kedushin. So when you're in my house, when I lend you, I give you the matzah, it's understood, I'm giving it to you, it's implicit, that's going to be yours in order to satisfy the lachem. So that's how he explains, he justifies why people don't do this, but really, one should makne over the matzah to satisfy this din. The Tos on the top here asks an interesting question. He says, "Dear Maschal, Asya lechem lechem, hiksha hari diorlins, kaven di alfinun lechem lechem, debeinin matzah shlechem." You have to own the matzah. Amai yitzrich le'el. Why early in the Gemara we need to exclude the mutei shelo yatzah betevo? You can't use matzah of tevo. I don't own tevo. Tevo is not mine. It's partially owned by the kohen. Misha Isura Mishum Bal Tochel Chametz. Why is it because of only that which is because about Dunning Chametz, but if there's a second Isser, another Isser Tevel, so then therefore you that's why. He says, what nothing to do with an Isser Tevel. It should be typically the Bin and Shalachem, the Tevel in Shalachem, and Tevel is not yours. And he goes on to prove why it's not yours. Now it's not so Pasha it's not yours. Why would Tevel not be yours? Because the Kohen owns part of it, right? The big discussion in the postgame and the Rishonim and the Rav Yosef Engel talks about this. Do Kohanim have a chelik of the tevel? Or only when I'm mafresh chuma, I create chuma, is it theirs? So some say, no, when there's tevel there, there's chuma somewhere me'urav in there. I just don't know where it is. I need to be mevar where it is. In which case, that the Kohen owns the tevel, Or no, Tevel has no ownership by the Kohen at all. I create it. But before I create Truma, it's not theirs. Tosfos clearly assumes that prior to being Mafresh Truma, the Kohen has a certain chalik of it. So there's a certain chalik of it. So it's the reason why Tevel is Usser, not because it's an Isser of Tevel. Because it's not Lachem. I don't only fully own it. So that's the question he asks. So he says, goes on to explain, if you look further down, in Tosfos he says, V'tiritzri, Esog shel Tevel lo chashav shelo. When it comes to Esog of a Tevel, that he quoted, I just skipped over it, the Gemara in Sukkah says you can't be Yotze with Esog shel Tevel, because it's not Lachem. The reason why Esog shel Tevel is not Lachem, Kevin should tzarech litein mimenu lekohen, I need to give part of the Esog to the Kohen, part to the Levi, uba'inan she kol ha-Esog shelo, I need to own, the entire Esog must be mine for the purposes of Lachem. Ava, when it comes to matzah, I don't have to have the whole matzah to be mine. I just have to have a shear that I can eat a kazayas to be mine. So you write about matzah, shim achal kol kach, I eat so much, shim haya nosi mimenu chuma, o meiser, mimash achal, akati achal shim matzah, chashu shap yishalo. In other words, I don't have to have the whole matzah mine. I need to have half of it mine where I'm going to eat it. As long as there's enough to give to the Kohen, enough for me to eat, that's okay. But the Esog, the entire Esog must be mine. So that's why there's a chilek why Tevel is Aser from Esog because of Lachem. Tevel matzah isn't Aser because of Lachem. It's Aser because of another Iser of Tevel. But Lachem wouldn't actually disqualify matzah shel Tevel. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. Gemara says, Lema Misaile Isa. Let's say the following is a support for what we just said. We just pointed out a three-way, three machlokism about Maisha Sheni of Challah, Esog and matzah. So lema masaili, let's say the following is a support. Isa shemaisa sheni, if it's a dough, a maisa sheni, p'turim min achala, divi Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim omrim chayeves. So this is the machlokis above. So Gemara says, lema masaili, that's a support. Hainu hach, that's exactly what we just said. That's not a support, is when you have an additional proof. There's not an additional proof, this is exactly what we just said. So the Gemara says, hachi kamar, this is what it means to say. Lema midipligi b'isa, Banoch Nami Pligi. From the fact that we have a statement of Brisa that they argue about dough and challah, let's suggest that it implies they also argue about Esog and challah. Oh, Dilma, perhaps Shiny Hassan, maybe they only argue about challah. Why would they only argue about challah? Dichsiv Ariso Secham, and Trey Zimne. It says Ariso Secham twice. So what's the relevance of it saying twice? Rashi says four lines from the top. Trey Zimne. Aval Hassam Lachem Lmute Shal Vagazum. It says only one time. Maybe that's coming to exclude you can't use a borrowed or a stolen esog. But maybe by an esog of maisa sheni you could use it. I mean, the only reason why we exclude maisa sheni from chal is because it says ariso seichem two times, and the second time it excludes even maisa sheni. We don't have an extra drasha by esog or by matzah, so it's an open question. It's not such a raya just because we have brisa that says it by challah doesn't necessarily mean it applies to esog and to matzah as well. So Gemara asks a bit of a tricky question now. So Gemara says we were talking about two different halachas the past couple of days. We're talking about challah and we're talking about maisa sheni. Now the Gemara is going to bring the two together, challah maisa sheni, in terms of one being yotzei the mitzvah in Yerushalayim. So let's understand the question. Bai Reish Lakish. Can a person be yotzei's mitzvah of of chala of ma'aser sheni? So can you use a matzah of ma'aser sheni? So Gemara says in Yerushalayim now. So aliba de Rabbi Yosef lili lo tibaylach. Rabbi Yosef lili, clearly this was never a shaila because the chulin, if you have chulin of this lo nafik bechalaso. So if he says, if you have chulin ma'aser sheni for matzah, not challah, but chulin. Again, there's chulin ma'aser sheni, now there's challah of ma'aser sheni being used for matzah. So he held chulin ma'aser sheni certainly does not work for matzah because he required that you can't be ba'aninus. Lechem oni has to be food that can be eaten by aninus, and since ma'aser sheni cannot be eaten by aninus, ma'aser sheni is cut off. So certainly ma'aser sheni chulin is not good for matzah. Ma'aser sheni that's also challah is also not yotze the mitzvah matzah. So that was never a shaila again. Aliba de Yosef Lili lo tibaylach hashta bechulin lo nafik bechalaso mibay. Do you need to ask a question by challah a ma'aser sheni? Ki tibaylach, when was there a question? Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva who felt Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim can be yotze the mitzvah of matzah because bechulin hudunafik. The reason why you're yotze with Maiser Sheni for matzah di mitame yeshlo heter b'moshavos. that if it gets tummy, we saw yesterday, normally when you bring food, nice shiny food into your shlaim, you can't be poda. If it gets tummy, however, then you can be poda. And since there's at least an opportunity to be poda, there can be an opportunity to be poda ma'aseh sheni, you can be yotzei with ma'aseh sheni for the mitzvah matzah. Aval, but now if the ma'aseh sheni is also chala as well, kedushas chala, well, chala, if it's ma'aseh sheni, that's chala as well, di mitami lei, if it mitami, les lei heter b'moshavos, u'lusreifa ozil lo nafim. What's the din? The din is by chala that becomes tame, you have to burn it. You can't be poda anymore. Ma'aseh sheni can be nifta, chala that gets tame cannot be nifta. So now, since it's ma'aseh sheni and chala fused together, so if it became tamei, it doesn't work. You can't be poda because it's also chala, and the din by chala or truma is the same din. You have to burn it. So maybe you should not be yotzei by ma'aseh sheni. That's also chala according to Rebbe Akiva. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we could say the following svara. Maybe even the ma'aseh sheni is also chala. Maybe you could still be yotzei the mitzvah matzah. Why? Because Dilma, Amrina and Ho, maybe we could apply the following hoyo. What's the hoyo? Vilu lo kara alea shem. Had you not called this ma'aseh sheni chala, you just left it as ma'aseh sheni, but you never used it to make hafreshes chala, and it would have become tamei as only ma'aseh sheni, then isle heter moshavos. You would have a heter of eating it in other places after you were nifta, v'nafik bay, and you'd be yotze. Hashanami, here as well now, even though it happens to also be chala, make me nafik. So maybe this hoil should be applied. That's the question of the Gemara. So now the Gemara doesn't answer the question right now. It has an ikadamri of the shayla. Gemara says ikadamri, ha vaday lo tibarlach. This was not a question at all. Devaday amin ho. We definitely say ho. In other words, even though it's ma'aseh sheni plus chala, we could say, since had it not been chala, had it only been ma'aseh sheni, since if it would have been nifter, if tamei, you could nift it, that's enough of a heter to eat it for matzah. So that was never a shayla. Huh? Ma'aseh sheni and chala, we would say the ho'il. So now the Gemara says, what is the shayla? The shaila is, so we're talking about the food itself that's ma'aseh sheni, whether that ma'aseh sheni food can be eaten. We're going to now transition. Let's say ma'aseh sheni gets, you poda the ma'aseh sheni onto something else. You put it into money, and that money now buys other food, which has a din of ma'aseh sheni. Can that secondary food now, that wasn't the original ma'aseh sheni, but came from the kedusha ma'aseh sheni, that's really the shaila at hand. What would the difference be? So Gemara says, ki tibar lach, when was there a shaila? Chala, halakuach b'kesem ma'aseh sheni. Where you're poded the initial fruit of ma'aseh sheni, you're poded onto money, that money was used to buy challah now. So now that's the shayla. What's the shayla? Why would that be different? V'aliba the Rabbanan, in the opinion of Rabbanan, lo tibar lach, was never a shayla for them, because there's a machlok, because I'll just say it outside before you see it inside. Everybody agrees that ma'aseh sheni, the fruits that were originally ma'aseh sheni, if they became tamei, they could definitely be nifta. No question, the pasuk says. The question is, though, ma'aseh sheni fruit, that was poded to money, that bought now lakuach, fruit which is called lakuach ma'aseh sheni, fruit that was bought from money in ma'aseh sheni, can that also be nifta? Or that actually becomes something that gets buried, yikvar? That's the question now. So if you assume it could be poded as well, the same exact shayla. Just like I could be poded the original ma'aseh sheni fruit, I could also be poded the lakuach ma'aseh sheni fruits, and the same heter should apply. But if you assume you could have to bury the ma'aseh sheni fruits, the lakuach ma'aseh sheni fruits, if they get tameh, there's no heter pidyon, you have to actually bury it. So then there is no possible heter, and then you could not use this for challah. So Gemara again says, according to Aliba, the Rabbanan, lo tibarlach was never a shayla. Kevan damer yifta, since they hold, you could be poda, hainu ma'aseh, just like lakuach ma'aseh sheni could be poda, like the ma'aseh sheni itself, it was never a shayla. Same exact din, hainu ma'aseh. Ki tibarlach, when was there a shayla? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Damer yikaver, he says you have to bury fruits that are lakuach min ma'aseh sheni. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches ma'aseh sheni, halakuach b'kesem ma'aseh sheni, the fruits that were bought with the money of ma'aseh sheni, shenitma, that becomes tamei yifte, according to the Tanakhama, that's the Rabbanan. And therefore, that certainly can be used for matzah. Rabbi Huda omer, you cover, you have to bury it. So now the Gemara says, within Rabbi Huda, this is the shayla. Mi amrinan, do we say, hol v'ilo lakuach ave, had you not bought this grain from the kesef of ma'aseh sheni, ilo lakuach have, and also hol v'lo karla shem, and had you not called it as chal as well, v'tame yesh l'heter b'moshavos, v'nafik be, hashinami nafik be. So there are two holes we're saying here. Again, we're talking about chala that was bought with lakuach from kesef ma'aseh sheni. So each one independently, chala itself, you cannot be poda, nor can you poda lakuach mi ma'aseh sheni fruits, according to Behudu. But can you say two halals? Had this food not been bought for Ma'aseh Sheni money, and had it not been challah, both of them actually would have had a heter b'moshavos, and maybe you could say, therefore, you could be yotzei the mitzvah matzah in challah, lakuach min kaseh Ma'aseh Sheni. Al dima perhaps, chad hol, we only say one hoyel, the one hoyel we started off with. But to say trei hoyel, to say the hoyel by Ma'aseh Sheni, lakuach Ma'aseh Sheni, and also a hoyel by the challah case, lo amrinan, that far we won't say. So that's the suffix of the Gemara now. And the Gemara concludes, Amar Rava, Mistavra, She Meiser Chadu. Mistavra makes sense that it's all one Meiser. What does that mean? Rashi says, the last Rashi in the page, the last three lines, Mistavra, She Meiser Chadu. It makes sense that it's all one, which means, V'chihecha de nafik b'meiser gufei, nafik b'chalasa. Just like one could be yotzei with Meiser Sheni itself, if it's chul Meiser Sheni, so too one could be yotzei with Meiser Sheni that's used for chalatu. Hol the shame chala lo nafik ba'alma michla matzah, because in general that which is a chala is not excluded from the yotze being yotze matzah v'nafik nami b'la chalas lakuach tamoch mikoch ma'aser ba lo mi machmir lo minei. We're not machmir, he says, because again, since chala in general you could use that which is chala for matzah, just because it's also ma'aser sheni, he doesn't think that that will affect it, and that's how the Gemara concludes that you can be yotze ma'aser sheni that's chala as well in Yushalayim. Okay, interesting discussion. I'll just say as a side point, not to get involved, it's a big discussion in the Achronim, but the Rambam seems to have a steer ahead of Paskin Lagabe Ma'aser Sheni, Mamon Hedyot, Mamon Gavol. Because on one hand he says one can be Yotzi the Mitzah Matzah of Ma'aser Sheni in Yushalayim, which would seem to indicate, like Shitas Chachamim, that's Mamon Hedyot. However, elsewhere Paskin's clearly like Rabbi Meir, that it's Mamon Gavol. So there's a steer there, around eight different answers, very involved, but keep that in mind in general when it comes to Paskin and Shilas. Another interesting thing that comes up from this discussion as well is we discussed the other day that everybody agrees the Gancha, Tiroshcha, V'yatarcha, grains, olives, and grapes are chayv midiraisa, chumus and maisos. Shar peros is a machlokus, whether it's chayv midiraisa in maiser, or it's chayv midirbanim. The Sfasem says we could prove from here the fact that we're talking about esrog. By maiser sheni must be esrog, which is shar peros, must be a din deraisa, otherwise it's not even shayach to talk about here. Because if esrog is only chayv maiser sheni on a derabanan level, but deraisa, that's not even subject to maiser, so why would they say, I can't be yotzim a mitzvah of esrog because of maiser sheni, which is only derabanan? That's what the Sfasem points out initially. But then he rejects it and says, no, it's possible that Chachamim created din of a Shar Peros, Hafrash Shuma Maisa on a Dirabana level, and he made a Kain Daraisa Tikkun, and therefore, whatever applies to that which is Chayav Midiraisa, Maisa Sheni, applies to even Shar Peros as well, even though it's only really a Isser Chayav Midirabana. Okay, let's go weiter. Gemara now quotes the last two lines of the Amud here. It quotes back from the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hey, that Chalas Toda, Rukike Nazir, bread, chalas that were used for the carbon toda, and that which was used for karbanos nazir, if a person makes them for himself, he's not yotzer. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the basis? Why do we say that chalas are the toda and rekik and nazir are not good for matzah? So Gemara says, last line here, minan emile, how do we know? Amar Rabba, damar kala pasuk says, ushmartem es ha-matzos. So one has to preserve the matzos. You need the chiv of shmira. So ha-mishtameris l'shem matzah, because when you watch over the chalas toda and the kikei nazir, you're not watching it to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, you're watching over it to fulfill the mitzvah of zevach. Just like you can't have matzah and pesach to be chametz, so to the chalas in the base mikdash couldn't be chametz either. So you also actually do a shmira. You have to do the shem mitzvah zevach. But it can't be chametz, but it's a different type of shmira. To be yotze matzah, you have to have shmartim esa matzah, l'shem matzah, not l'shem zevach. That's the first understanding. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes on top here, ushmartim esa matzah, aver l'shmira l'shem matzah, kol shimur sha'ata mishmara, shelo tachmotz, hiskavin l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. So they sound like from Rashi two different things. This is a general hakir that exists in the world of shmira. When it comes to shmira, is it to make sure it doesn't turn to chametz? Or no, it's actually to create a chalos of lishma. So that's the two dinim of Chaim talks about, whether you have to, again, create a proactive lishma, or just, again, to avoid it from having anything worse. And a number of nafkaminas are, a person, let's say, what kind of, do you have to articulate the lishma? Or do you have to just have a machshava? Or perhaps you don't have to have anything. Just if you just, a stam kavana is l'shem matzah, as long as it doesn't turn to chametz, that's sufficient amount of shmira. So the more you have a chalos on the mitzvah, matzah, the more you have to articulate it, or at least think about it, the less is about creating a shmira, but just to make sure it doesn't turn to chametz, the less of a formal shmira is necessary. Either way, that's the first reason why you cannot use the chalos toda or kikei nazir. So then the Gemara says that the second reason is brought down by Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Shivas Yamim Matzah Tochelu. So you have to eat matzah for 7 days. The matzah hanecheles l'shivas yamim, matzah that can be eaten for 7 days, is what one fulfills their mitzvah of matzah. Yatzazu, to exclude chalas toda, or kiki nazir, sheno necheles l'shivas yamim el yom v'layla. Since it's a carbon, or connected to the carbon, you'll have a day and night to eat it, not a full 7 days, and for that reason, it doesn't qualify for the mitzvah of matzah. So these are two different reasons, either because of the shmira, or because of the zman. So Gemara brings a braisa to prove both Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Tanya kavasa de Rabbah, Tanya kavasa de Rav Yosef. Tanya kavasa de Rabbah, yachal yatzi de chavasa b'chala satoda or kike nazir. One might think you could be yotze with these karbanos, these breads in the base of Mikdash. Tamalomar, ushmartim es hamatos, matzah mishameris l'shem matzah, yatz sadzu, sheino mishameris l'shem matzah, eloshim zevach. By the way, there's an interesting machlokis in the Achron whether or not Shmira is a mitzvah chiv deraisa or a chiv derabanan. Now, it sounds like it's a chiv deraisa because the pasuk says, Ushmartim l'she esamatzos. The Bach says that's an esmachta ba'alma. Others, however, think it's a real drasha and a real din deraisa. Nafkamina being, a person, let's say, has no matzahs other than matzahs that are not shmur matzahs. Can't even use those for Leil Seder. So according to the Bach, yeah, because the chiv is only a midirabanan. But according to Bichadash, who holds it's a chiv deraisa, you would not be, there's no way to fulfill the mitzvah if it lacks the element of a shmir. So that's an interesting machlokas on the side. Either way, that's a brisa that supports the shita of Rabbah. Comes along another brisa, Tanya Kavasa to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, or supporting Rav Yosef, Yachal, Yatza Adam Yudei Chavasa, Bechalas Toda, Urkike Nazir, Tamalomar, Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochelu, Matza Necheles L'Shiva, Yatzazu, Sheino, Necheles L'Shiva, Ella, L'Yom V'Lai. So this is a brisa that supports Rav Yosef, so that each one, Rabbah and Rav Yosef, each have a separate type of, a separate proof. Okay. So Gemara now says, halfway down, Lamed Ches Amid Beis. V'tevik Le, Milechem Oni. So why don't we say the reason why you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with chalas toda and rekiki nazir is because you need lechem oni. And these are not lechem oni. Mishenechal baninus, that type of bread that can be eaten when a person's in the state of aninus, which is any type of matzah, yatzazeh sheno nechal baninus ela besimcha. There's a special din. It says by karbanos, eating all the karbanos and the chalas included, lemash chaba. You have to eat it in the state of lemash, which is a lashon of of malchus. You have to eat it in a very simchadika way. So that's why you should not be yod to the mitzvah with rekike nazir and chalas toda, because it's not baninus, it's besimcha. So Gemara says, no, Savala Rabbi Akiva damer aniksiv. Because this discussion is holding at Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva did not darshan lechem oni, we saw a couple of days ago. It wasn't about lechem oni of an aninus, rather lechem oni, which we said was an ones dvar, we said before, according to Rabbi Akiva. So that can't be the din. He said lechem oni, poor man's bread, not onim dvar. So lechem oni, not lechem oni. So therefore, we don't need this requirement of aninus. So then the Gemara says, well, typically, the Havalei matzah ashira. Well, won't this be considered matzah ashira? Why is this matzah ashira? Because they would take the bread and mix it with oil. So anytime there's anything outside of water, there's oil, honey, wine, that's lechem ashira. That's matzah ashira. And we can't be able to say the mitzvah matzah ashira, use matzah ashira for the mitzvah matzah. So it asks the Gemara, typically, the Havalei matzah ashira, meaning chalas toda, kiki nazir, are matzah ashira. So Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak revisi umischalakasi lakamachalas. The way it worked was, when it came to at least the carbon toda, there were 40 loaves of bread. They only took a revius of oil. Now imagine taking a revius of oil, a tiny bit of shot glass, and spreading it amongst 40. That's a tiny, and a minuscule amount of oil. That does not change the from a matzah ani to a matzah ashira, and therefore it still does qualify as not matzah ashira. We never asked about toda. That wasn't part of the question. The question was only kiki nazir and chalas toda. So then the Gemara says, "V'tepik leit eina nechalas b'chol mashavos." But wait a second, you can't eat this matzah anywhere you want. You have to eat it within the azara, and only in Yerushalayim, and therefore it should be aser because it has to be chol mashavos. We saw that the matzah is only good if it can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, "No, Amar Reish Lakish." Reish Lakish says, "Zosemes." We learn from here that chalas toda were kike nazir nechalan b'nov v'givon. Nov and givon were locations where the Mishkan Shiloh was located. So you're allowed to eat it there. There's a very long Rashi I don't want to go and get involved in, but based on Sugis and Tzvachim, either way, he quotes that there's a machlok, is whether or not a chalas toda, or kika nazar, can be eaten, or is it only eaten within your shlaim, or even outside to know the gidom? Since there's some heter, now granted a limited heter, but there's some heter to eat it outside your shlaim, that's enough to satisfy the requirement of moshavos, and for that reason, the only reason why we exclude Chalas Toda Rekikin Azir is not because of Aninus, not because of Lechem Oni, not because of Matzah Shira or Bechol Mashavos. We have to therefore fall back on either Ushmartim Esa Matzos or fall back on Shivas Yom Matzos Tochel.
So then,
I'm not sure why not. I don't know. Yeah, you have to go through that long Rashi there. It could be after the destruction of Mishkan, after left Shiloh, Nov and Givon may have had its still its heter, I believe. It still had a heter there, but Shiloh, I think, lost its heter, if I recall it correctly, but I don't remember exactly. Could be. Yeah, I don't remember. I know it's a big discussion in many different sugyas, but that's what Rashi here that talks about this this concept. What? Right. Could be. The whole question revolves around the bamos, heter bamos, exactly. So then the Gemara says, last 10 lines of the Amunir. Tadi, the Baraita teaches us that Amar Rabbi Eli, Shaltias Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'o Shiyatza Adam, Bechalas Toda, Rekiki Nazir. He asked this question we just dealt with. Can you use these Chalas Toda and Rekiki Nazir to fulfill your mitzvah of matzah? Amar Li, he says to me, Lo Shemati, I didn't hear the answer to this. So Vatsi, Vishalti, Lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. They asked Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Li, Harei Amru Chalas Toda, Rekiki Nazir. If you make them for yourself, then you cannot fulfill the mitzvah matzah. But if you make them a limchor b'shuk to sell them in the marketplace to those who need to bring chalas toda or kiki nazir, so then yotzi ben, then one can use it. The seller can use it. In other words, if I'm baking hundreds of loaves of bread with the intent of selling to those who need, so that I actually, if I didn't sell it yet, I could use it as long as I didn't sell it. What's the difference? If I make it for myself, I can't use it. If I make it to sell, I can use the leftovers. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, K'shabati v'yotzeisi davram lifnei Rabbi Elazar. When I told this to Rabbi Elazar, Amrli, bris hein hein hadvarm shenemru lo Moshe b'Sinai. This is vadai. This is certainly what was said lach Moshe b'Sinai. This is certainly true. You're correct. Ikad Amri, others say, bris hein hein hadvarm shenemru lo Moshe b'Sinai v'lo time abai. This was certainly said from to Moshe, and we don't need to even explain. But nonetheless, we're going to explain anyways. The time am I? What's the reason? Why is it a chilek whether I make it for myself? I can't use such matas. I make it for others to sell. I can use them. So he explains, Amar Rabba, kol l'shuk, anything I sell to the shuk, imluchei mimlech. I could always change my mind. In other words, Amar, if I find a buyer, great, I made some money and I sold it. Now it's used for them. Rukike nazir chalas toda. Ilom is davin, if I don't sell them their surplus, then I pick behu honor, then I'm going to use it for myself, and therefore it's made with a certain stipulation, that type of kedusha. And that's the difference. But if I make it for myself, it's only because I need it, so it's already chalas toda from the beginning. If I make it to sell, it hinges on whether a person's going to buy it or not buy it. Let's do a quick review.
So according to the manual, it's a smart thing, it's a mitzvah, when he wants to sell, he keeps in mind both, because he might sell it. Is that what it is?
Meaning, yeah, he has a tanai in mind.
Nimlach wouldn't help. It's just, from the beginning, he would have to be.
He has a tanai, exactly. So now that just to recap quickly, the Gemara says we had three different applications in Lachlokas, whether Maisa Sheni is Mamun Gavoa, Mamun Hedya. We applied it by Maisa Sheni of Chala, by Esok, and by Matzah. We brought the source of each of them. It says Lakachtem Lachem, it says Ariso Sechem, and the Guzer Shavel Lechem Lechem to apply to Maisa Sheni of Matzah as well. Then we had a discussion about eating Maisa Sheni of Chala in Yushalayim for the mitzvah of Matzah. We had a bunch of different ikadamris and different sveikos within the Shita Reish Lakish and Yosef Glili. So without getting involved in all those details, then we end up saying it has to do really with the money Kesef Maisha Sheni used to buy challah. That was really the final question, whether you apply two hoyels or not two hoyels. And then we discussed those last Amudam Beis here, but Chalas Toda or Kiki Nazir, we saw two different reasons why you can't use it for matzah, either because of Shmartim as a matzos or because of Shivas Yamim, matzah nechaz to Shivas Yamim. And then we discussed for other reasons why maybe you should not be able to use it, because maybe it's aninus, maybe it's because of matzah shira, maybe because it's not moshavos. And then the Gemara finally said there's a chilek between making chalas toda for yourself can't be used, but making it to sell to others that can be used, because the intention is any surplus will be used for your own personal use, such as matzah. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. A big tzeis chamashalom to Ezra for almost 8 years learning together, almost.